Well, you know, the results in the GE 2020 performance, and in particular in the East Coast GRC, is not the reason why I decided to step aside. When I have been an MP in Tampines for, you know, 10 years and worked very well with the team, and I built a certain rapport with the residents. But when East Coast needed reinforcement, I decided to go. It is a completely new ground for me, and I did my best together with my team. And when I went during the campaign period, there were residents who told me that they changed their mind to vote for the PAP since I was there. So that is not for me to judge, it's for others to judge. But my decision is, as I have emphasized, that, you know, I am 60 this year, and the COVID situation has disrupted all our plans. I'm very glad that PM is continuing to stay on to see Singapore through this crisis. I think PM has been in politics, in fact, he has been a prime minister longer than most of us have even been in politics. So we are in a good, safe pair of hands. And that is important, which means that by the time I take over, I would be in my mid-60s, and the runway is really too short. And moreover, in a post-COVID world, as I mentioned, you know, when I was preparing the budget after budget last year, the one issue that kept coming up in my mind is, what will a post-COVID world be like? You know, first, when will this COVID crisis be over? And I think it will take time, notwithstanding the rollout of vaccinations in Singapore and globally. And second, more critically, what will a post-COVID world look like? I mean, what will change? And as I've mentioned in my letter, I think a lot will change. And so Singapore needs to plan long-term, and we need someone who is younger with a longer runway to not think in just one or two election terms, but to think about the long-term future of Singapore and of Singaporeans. And the challenges that we have, the structural challenges, which will creep up day by day, and which will become more and more significant and interact in ways which we cannot predict, will mean significant challenges ahead for Singapore. So it is better for someone younger, with a longer runway, with the support of our people, to take Singapore through in this next phase of our nation building.